Now, next up, the Tory MP, Jacob Rees-Mogg, has admitted that he has never changed a nappy. This is despite having six children of his own. Here he is talking to Nigel Farage on LBC.
Can I ask you, how's the nappy changing going?
A nanny does it brilliantly.
Right, OK. So, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, but you're not exactly modern man, are you?
I've made no pretense to be modern man. At all, ever. So, I'm probably as modern as you are, then.
That may be true. Have you ever changed the nappy, Jacob?
No, I haven't.
Right.
I don't think Nanny would approve, to be perfectly honest. I don't think she'd think I'd do it properly.
Let us know what you think. 0330 80 55 55. The commentator and dad of three, Newton Emerson. Morning to you, Newton.
Good morning.
Good morning. And John McCraig with us today as well. Good morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, what do you reckon, Newton? Is he, I don't want to say he's less of a father, no one's got the right to say that, but is it part of the joy of fatherhood, changing nappies?
No, it's not part of the joy of fatherhood, obviously, and I don't think anyone would hold it against you if you could find a way to avoid it. But I think there's a much bigger game going on here with Mr. Rees-Mogg, obviously. I think he's positioning himself politically, and it's an interesting position he's taken. It seems to me to be based on a reaction to Corbynism, the idea that you can be as odd a character as you like in politics now, as long as you're authentic. And obviously, if you're Jacob Rees-Mogg, the only authentic thing you can be is the kind of image he's presenting there of the almost comic toff. So, he was never going to be a man of the people. I think that the low point in that sort of politics arrived, if you remember, when we were told in all seriousness that Gordon Brown had the Arctic Monkeys on his iPod. And now I think politics has swung completely the other way, where, we have strange characters who are just reveling in it. And that's clearly what Rees-Mogg is doing now.
You know, we covered this on Five Live over the weekend. I mean, there were callers after callers saying, look, if you've got a nanny, for goodness sake, you're missing out on some of your children's childhood.
Well, yes, I would agree with that. But that's not the world Jacob Rees-Mogg grew up in. And I think that in political terms, he's taking a strategy of just saying, yes, this is who I am, and at least I'm sincere about it. It's cynical authenticity in a way. It's perhaps the ultimate cynicism.
John?
And unreal to say that. This is what the man is. He's not giving an image. It's not a strategy. The man is an anachronism from a past age, and he's magnificent for it. We're going back to the Tory era. Remember Harold Macmillan, Sir Alec Douglas Hume from the Grouse Moors? Those era old Etonians. We thought that era was past. But here along comes Jacob Rees-Mogg, speaks as he sees it. He's wrong on many issues. Gay marriage, for instance, one of David Cameron's finest achievements, and he's against that on religious grounds, of course. But overall, he represents an era that's past. He's posh. You could say that he's a leftover from that kind of era. But what a magnificent man he is, and his intelligence.
But for a father not to know how to change a child's nappy and not to want to do it.
But no, but the thing is, Stephen, he gets the nanny to do it. That's a part of the man. Anybody else would keep quiet about it. But no,
the vast majority of people listening to this programme, first of all, couldn't afford a nanny.
Exactly.
And some of them wouldn't want one. Is this guy completely out of touch?
No, exactly. But the point is, that is the man. He doesn't disguise it and say, oh, I've got a nanny and I do bits of it myself and that kind of thing. He says it as he sees it. And he realises that most people, hardly anybody's got a nanny, of course. But he says it as he sees it. Not an image he's putting on. This is the true Rees-Mogg. And we're just a splendid example. Thank goodness we've got people like him.
Do you miss not having kids, John?
No, I don't. I'm the only baby in our house. But I do change my own nappy. I can tell you that. I change my own nappy, but
stop.
I don't get the boobies of that. I'm the only kid in my house, the only baby in my house, and it suits us fine.
Norman, good morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
There's one thing, you not get your hands dirty with nappies, so you won't manage a nappy. I changed my own children's and my grandchildren.
And so, what do you think of men who don't know how to do it, Norman?
I think they're bone lazy and they're afraid of the smell. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the smell that comes off the nappy. Years ago, when there was none of these Pampers and all, I changed them when you had only the cloth nappies, and you took them out to your bucket and had to wash them then.
Really?
So you had. There was no such thing as these pampers throwaway that there was a day.
I don't know about these things. Is that what happens now? They throw away nappies, or you wash them in a washing machine, or what do you do?
I do remember tearing nappies and my mum bleaching them in a bucket in the kitchen when I was
correct.
A kid, because she had four kids as well, and the original disposable nappies, they did have them in the early 70s, but they were based on sticky tape rather than Velcro and were just completely unusable. I remember putting a plastic sheet down in the living room to change nappies in case there was further accidents. No, I mean it's an absolute horror even now with the modern nappies are very. The modern nappies are very good. It's not something that I miss. I can tell you that.
It's a part of your job. You and the wife raise the children, so you're part of the family. And if the wife's a bit too busy to change the nappy, you go and change it. That's the way it works. That's the way it worked in my family. My daughter and my wife used to go downtown shopping, and I was left with the grandchildren. And I had to change their nappies on my own. It was no problem. So it wasn't. The smell wasn't very nice, but it had to be done. It had to be done. You had to wash your bum and all.
Heidi McAlpin joining us. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think, Heidi? So here's a man saying, no, I don't do it. It's for a nanny to do it.
That's fine. If he can afford a nanny, I enjoy Jacob Rees-Mogg, shall we put it that way. I do enjoy listening to him. I think he's funny. I think he is quirky. He's not the norm in this modern day society, but you know, that's what life's about, having a mixture of people out there. And in politics, he does definitely bring new people to politics because they find him curiously quirky and interesting. As for changing nappies, you know, men changing nappies is the new norm. My husband certainly changed as many, if not more, nappies than I did when our two were young.
The new norm. So you think times have changed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And feeds as well, you know, overnight feeds and what have you. I mean, I can't get up in the morning, I've got to tell you. I'm sitting here half-dressed. I couldn't get up to do the overnight feeds, so my husband did it, and the cricket was on in Australia, so he used to sit and watch Sky Sports and all the cricket. It was perfect. Suited everyone well. You see more men pushing prams in the park and up and down the street during the day. People's lifestyles have changed. People's work style has changed, working from home, working strange hours. So everyone has to pitch in and do their bit, and that includes changing smelly nappies.
I know I'm going off on a tangent here, Newton, but what's it like to be a father? Can you put words to it? So you're a father of three children. You know, people often say it's special and it's life-changing. How would you describe it?
Well, it's just a complete change in your life. It feels like the person you were before was a completely different person. As with life in general, it has good and bad aspects, but it's just a completely different lifestyle.
But what's the feeling like, rather than the lifestyle? Well, can you put words to the feeling of looking at part of you?
Exhaustion, mainly. You just spend most of your time telling other people how tired you are, and that's about it, really.
Do you think you become a better person?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. It's just different, and I think there is an aspect to which the grass is always greener as well.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that my wife and I sometimes talk about, you know, what life would have been like without kids, as well as what it was like before we had them.
That's interesting, actually. That is interesting. Mervyn, morning, Mervyn.
You all right?
I'm all right, Mervyn. Thanks. Go ahead.
I'm just Jacob Rees-Mogg. He's a very humorous man, Stephen. He's been on that show, Have I Got News For You, a number of occasions, and I found him to be very, very funny and humorous. With regard to him being somebody who doesn't do it, I said the best of luck to him. If you can afford a nanny, do it. It's as simple as that. I changed my wee girls wish I had a nanny. I'm sure it's not a very nice thing to discuss this hour of the morning, but I wish I had a nanny when she was small.
Finney's just asked me if I've ever changed a nappy. Well, if I don't have kids, why on earth would I have changed a nappy? Like, you wouldn't go and volunteer to do it for one of your neighbours, would you? Goodness sake.
You wouldn't volunteer to do it, but like I don't have any kids, but I have changed quite a few nappies.
Have you?
I have nieces and nephews, and I have changed their nappies in the past.
Really?
It's horrendous. Although, do you know what I found much more difficult is when it gets to the potty training, because there's something about it. Nappies are okay. Yes, it's gross, a dirty nappy. But when it's in like a wee plastic bucket and you have to praise them before you pour it down the toilet, that really did distress me.
You have to do what?
Well, you have to say well done if they... You were obviously that potty trained at some point, people would like to think. But you have to praise them. So it's like when you train your dog, you know, when they go to the toilet in the right place, you have to say well done. Same with your with a kid.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know these
things. Of course you do, because you want to try and you're training them. So you want to train them to go in the toilet, in the potty.
Heidi, save me from this.
Yeah, tell you something, Stephen, from the cradle to the grave, we'll all need our nappies changed. So if you don't change your child's nappy, man and woman, who's going to change your nappy whenever you're in the home for the
I have to say, Heidi,
all that KFC.
Gareth had just said in my ear that we're not 100% sure, because we need to be clear here on the BBC that Stephen is 100% nappy trained. So we're potty trained.
Stop it now.
So.
This is ridiculous. Brian Lambert, good morning, Brian. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Stephen. Good morning. I hate to throw a damn squid.
Mervyn, stay there, because I want to talk to you about something else, by the way. Go ahead, Brian.
Stephen, I hate to throw a damn squid on your celebration of the quirkiness of Mr. Rees-Mogg and how funny he is. But Mr. Rees-Mogg, you've got to remember, is one of the biggest spongers in our society. He's one of these vile Tories that voted for the bedroom tax for people who are unemployed or people who are disabled to lose benefits, yet he gets £7.9 million from the Treasury to do up his wife's family stately home,
well, hold on a
300 bedrooms.
Well, hold on a second. I read about that. Now, I'm 95% sure. I'd need to go and dig into it again. But from memory, that story wasn't as it seems, because was it not
a... Read it again, Stephen.
Was it not for a charitable purpose, that building?
No. That's how they talk around to get away from paying tax on what they receive. These people are vile. These are the biggest spongers in society.
Well, clearly, Mr. Rees-Mogg would object to that description.
The likes of Boris Johnson and Rees-Mogg, they're village idiots, just happen to have a decent education.
Brian, thank you. John in North Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Steve. Just to change the subject a bit. Steve, I would pay a fortune to your film company if you were to put this on YouTube. You walk along the beach with your new wee puppy and your wee black poo bag.
I want to get a cross between a Maltese and a poodle. I saw one
in
Manchester Airport.
Would you have
Billy
coming in behind you with the black poo bag?
Yes.
You don't have to do it.
Yes.
I would pay a fortune just to see you stand there and then come down your arms.
If I got a dog, I'd have to do it, or I'd have to get a man to do it.
Yeah, sure. You could afford £80 fines.